ZipRecruiter finds candidates for your job postings quick. But considering a metric fuckton of people are out of work, if you're having a hard time finding someone, maybe your company blows and nobody wants to work there. Hi, I'm Mike, CEO of ZipAdvisor. We visit your dumb campus and tell you your coffee sucks and your managers don't know what the fuck they're doing, and other helpful criticisms your employees no doubt are afraid to tell you. Not that you give a fuck, as your goal is not to find quality candidates, just obedient worker bees. So let's not do this. Pay us half what you would have paid a recruiter, hire some dork happy for a gig, and get Panera for everyone like once a month. ZipAdvisor. We won't tell if you don't.
WFOD starts now.
Click the link!
Click the link!
Click it
bro,
for Mike!
Please!
Click the link!
It's like looking in a mirror
with my eyes on him
and the knees.
There's nothing I can do.
It looks like a peanut butter and banana.
It's an elbow and tail shit, baby. I know that I can use. Her lips are cold.
Damn!
They suffer me. They drag me under, baby.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Best friends.
Best friends, indeed, drunk. Best friends, indeed. Also via Skype, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, old crafty, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hey there.
So I heard you were not an alligator.
Did you hear that?
You ain't heard I wasn't an alligator?
Yeah. Or an albino.
I live in Wisconsin, so I'm kind of albino.
Yeah, okay.
And Travis, it is the culmination of a month of podcast month.
The climax.
And we are joined by our good friend, Shannon Lake. Shannon!
Who's best for climax.
Hey.
Woo!
Hey. I don't know about that. Ask all of my exes.
Shannon!
How are you
that
guys
kind of time.
Doing? how are you guys doing? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Shannon, I have an issue that I want to discuss.
He wants to take umbrage?
I have this... See... Did you see the Maleficent, the Angelina Jolie film?
Yes.
That was like 10 years ago.
Okay, so Angelina Jolie was Maleficent, which was the bad guy in Sleeping Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a jilted, jealous lover, right? That's what they decided, that like she was dating the prince guy, and she was in love. And he said, nah, Maleficent, you got a weird horny head. I'm going to go bang this other gal. And so they had a baby, and she was like, dude, this sucks. I'm pissed off. I'm a jealous, vengeful ex-lover.
Right.
And
that's
so,
your synopsis is not wrong.
And so, like, was she still evil? Yes. I mean, in the end, she turned into a dragon.
Yeah, but then didn't she end up loving Aurora, like Sleeping Beauty herself? Like, didn't she, like, in...
Yeah, she's like, you know, maybe I shouldn't have cursed this gal. She's not all that bad.
Yeah,
but
and
she
then,
did
like,
make her prick her finger.
I can't
whatever,
like,
right?
Be her mom, which was really weird to me. Did you get weird vibes from that movie? Because I got really weird vibes. Stockholm Syndrome-esque type
so,
of thing.
So here's like, the thing. Is she
yeah,
evil?
Tell me the thing.
Sure. But I get it. Like, you know, they explained it to me. They said, okay, this gal, she's
She's mad, and we right. understand why she's mad.
But I mean, did she have every right to get so mad she became a dragon? I mean, that seems a little excessive just because a guy you like doesn't want you.
Yeah, no,
I don't know.
Excessive,
every
absolutely,
days I
Travis.
Turn into something similar.
There are plenty of fish in the sea, right?
I'm not arguing with you there, Travis. Excessive for sure, but I get it. You know, like Travis, I was dumped at my prom.
So full circle, what does this have to do with Shane?
And you know who she dated after she broke up with me, Travis?
Your best friend,
Matt Hudson. Matt Hudson looked like Mr. Bean, Travis. He was a terrible looking guy.
He probably gave great back rubs.
He's a big dork, Matt Hudson.
But was he a nice guy?
No, he was a doofus.
Yeah, well, he could be a doofus and still be a nice guy.
I was way better.
Wait, was he a dragon?
No, and I did not turn into a dragon. You know what I did? I keyed his car. I was just sad for a while.
You moved on?
Right.
And then you started dating your wife?
But here's the thing, Travis. Now they're making this Cruella de Vil movie.
Yeah.
Where they're going to say, you know, Cruella de Vil, she wasn't all that bad. But how are they going to do that? I mean, she just wanted to, like, murder dogs.
Yeah, but we got to figure out, I believe this is the backstory, we'll figure out why she wants to murder dogs.
Man, she was such a great evil character, too.
Yeah, she just wants to, like, murder a bunch of dogs and remove their skin to make coats.
But those are nice coats.
Dog coats?
Well, it depends what kind of liner you sew in.
If it was, like, Zompoc time, I'd make me a dog coat if I had to.
Her name is just straight up Cruel Devil. If you start from there, you're not setting your kid up for success.
They'll deconstruct this character, though. Is like people started calling her a cruel devil, and she wasn't, but she started to live up to everybody's feelings about her, and that's, you know, how she became.
So, like, are they going to say that, like, her name at one point was Sharon, and she just changed it? Like, I am what you say I am?
Sharon Jesus.
Did a dog at one point leave her to go live with another lady?
Maybe she loved a dog, yeah. And then the dog's like, peace, bitch.
I don't understand how they're going to do this.
Literally this bitch.
I don't care how they do it. Emma Stone looks hot in that weird-ass makeup they got her in.
Oh, Travis. You're already having like hate fuck lust fantasies
she's my thirst trap, the cool dog butcher.
You like that two-toned hair look, half black hair.
It's like a half Harley Quinn Joker thing going on, plastered onto Emma Stone's face and body. Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, blondes or brunettes, how about both, right?
I haven't seen it
yet.
Yes,
please.
Why don't you bring it up on the old
what, the Cruella de Vil trailer?
No, just the what Emma Stone looks like.
Oh, you just
did you? Speaking of trailers, really quick, and this can be just kind of a fleeting thing. Did you watch the Mortal Kombat trailer, the new Mortal Kombat trailer?
I did, Travis, and I'll tell you, it looks stupid, but it looks like the right kind of stupid.
Was I the only one who immediately missed the Mortal Kombat techno mix that's plastered in all of the old movies?
Yeah,
like
into
it
that.
Felt. It felt just like empty without that techno mix.
You think they're going to bring it back?
I don't know if techno is not what it used to be, right? But I mean, it just felt hollow. Like it felt like while they were fighting and tearing out hearts that there needed to be that techno mix. Somebody should have shouted Mortal Kombat right when the trailer opened.
Yeah, it looked like they're like what, trying to take
blues,
it just serious enough
song?
That it'll be funny.
Mortal Kombat!
Yeah, I like it that they're taking it seriously, Travis, but that it's still going to be awful.
Oh.
That's what I'm looking forward to. No, it's going to be a bad movie for sure.
No way.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible, but it's going to be fun.
Why is it going to be bad?
I love bad. I love it. I love bad almost more than I love good.
The regular Mortal Kombat was on TV the other day, and I recorded. I'm looking forward to watching that.
First one's still good. Sequel, not.
Yeah, good. The sequel was bad.
Travis, I read something today that said that sequel, they, like, put out a work print of it. I don't remember where I read this. I don't know what the source is. It might not be true. But like they made a work print of the movie to show to people to be like, hey, what do you think of this? And like the CGI wasn't finished. You know, it, like, do you remember when that Wolverine leaked and like he didn't even have real claws yet?
Yeah,
he
just they plastered like storyboards in certain scenes.
Right. Like they taped some forks to his wrist. You know, he could be like, yeah, this is when he's got his claws out. We'll CGI this later. Well, that's what they did with the Mortal Kombat movie. And they showed it to people. And people were like, oh, I like it. Well, fuck it. We'll just put it out like this because people already like it.
So anyway, what does Maleficent have to do with Shannon?
With Shannon? Yeah. Nothing.
You were like, well, I met you, Shannon. And then he started going off a tangent on Maleficent.
No, I'm saying that Disney's making all these goddamn origin stories to make you feel for people, make you see the other side.
If you could pick one classic Disney villain, who is the Disney villain that you would make an origin story wrapped around?
Oh, Ursula the Sea Witch. Absolutely.
That's mine.
Pretty good.
Yeah, 100%. I'm with
Mike. So Ursula the Sea Witch.
Rebel Wilson. And you make Ursula the Sea Witch.
Ursula the Sea Witch, she used to be really hot. But she wore like long octopus overalls and she had a ponytail. And so like all the mermen, they made fun of her.
And glasses.
They're like, she got bullied by the mermen.
This artsy octopus broad, like, you know, nobody's going to take her to prom. But then like this one merman, he dared another merman to take her to prom and to make her the prom queen.
I feel like this is the plot of She's All That, only with Ursula.
This is something completely different.
No, Shannon, it's totally different.
Oddly
She's familiar. All That did not have octopus ladies in it.
Yeah, but instead of putting glasses on the girl and then taking the glasses off and then she's immediately hot, you take the tentacles off of her and everyone's like, oh my God, I didn't realize that she was such a dime piece.
Well, when she went up to the surface and got feet, she was hot. So like one would argue, like, why didn't she just make herself hot the whole time?
That's a good question.
I mean, like, what did she do?
She had a shitty karaoke voice. That's why she had to steal Ariel's voice.
She actually had a pretty decent voice, though. I mean, like, you know, when she sang her song, she was fine.
She stole Ariel's,
it was
right?
It was a little on the husky side.
She was a little off pitch.
It was bluesy in nature.
Yeah, she's like a little Ella Fitzgerald to her, is what you're saying.
Yeah, she sounded like Lady A.
Like the actual Lady
A.
No, she sounded like Macy Gray, thieves. Not Lady A. She sounded like Macy Gray.
And she had that short lesbian haircut, you know, like where it kind of spiky in the front.
That's problematic.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong, Travis?
He's trying to say you're not being PC for 2021.
Uh-oh.
No. If a gal has that like really short, like spiky hairdo, don't you kind of you immediately think probably lesbian, right?
No, I just go with softball player.
Ouchie.
Or just like, you know, they say, hey, you know, I don't like to manage it. You know, this is just easier. I get out of bed, I take a shower, and I'm good to go, right?
What about Scar? Like pre-3D animation Disney?
Oh, you know, Drunk, I would watch the Uncle Scar origin story. It would be exactly...
Watch Mufasa, like, pick on him the whole time.
It'd be exactly like Everybody Loves Raymond, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. He's Robert Barone.
Yeah, the parents really like Mufasa. You know, he's the one that's
even
destined
Scar's
to be...
Even though Scar's for real, though.
I mean, Scar looks malnourished, right? He's skinny. Mufasa, you know, he looks like he ate plenty of meat while Scar's hanging out with hyenas in a dark cave.
Yeah,
that sounds like a junkie. It sounds like Scar's into back alley heroin.
Guy was fed everything, Travis. And he said, yeah, you're going to be the king. This other brother, fuck him. You know, he's bullshit.
Yeah, well, Scar was out on the street being prepared, you know?
What about the, like, four-eyed alien dude from Lilo and Stitch?
I don't remember Lilo and Stitch. Oh, man. I remember I liked it. And like the little alien guy, he was fun. He kind of looked like a koala.
Or how they started the Lost Boys Club in Pinocchio, where they all turned into donkeys. That'd be a pretty good
that scene terrified me as I was a child when I was a kid. I honestly thought that.
Just make a Disney Plus show about the donkey people?
Yeah, like how that started and whatnot. Well, that shit was scary shit for sure.
Yeah, you'd be like, yeah, we're donkeys now.
100% scared me.
Just make Donkey House. Donkey House on Disney Plus.
That sounds terrifying. No, we're not doing Donkey House. We're not doing any donkey shows or donkey houses.
We used to be boys. Now we're donkeys.
No, I'm not a boy and I'm not a donkey either. No, and we're not going to have a donkey house. I hate this idea. I'm still traumatized from that, seeing that as a child. It's terrifying.
Well, we used to be boys, but now we are donkeys. It's Donkey House.
Okay, well, Donkey House song, yeah. It makes it better. Okay, I kind of want to be a donkey now. Sing the Donkey House song and maybe you'll recruit me.
It's Donkey House, we do our donkey stuff. Hey, hey, hee-haw, hee-haw.
Fuck yeah, I'm in. Okay, sold.
Feels like this should be on like VH1 as a reality show.
Donkey House.
Donkey House.
Was there a bad guy in Mary Poppins?
The dirty chimney man.
But he could have his own standalone movie for sure.
He was a buddy, the dirty chimney man.
Dirty chimney man was their friend?
Yeah.
Well, what did he do? Did he help raise the children?
He was the protagonist. Chim chimmery, chim chimmery, chim chim true. Or wait,
no, Mary Poppins was the protagonist. And the children.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember anything about Mary Poppins. I don't remember one goddamn thing except
just a spoonful of sugar.
No, yeah, I mean, okay, yeah. I remember some of the songs.
Honestly, Mary Poppins could really be the bad guy in that movie.
Like she flies around on a umbrella and she watches the children, yeah. Right?
Mary Poppins does return, by the way.
And so, and then the dirty chimney man, was he trying to court
Mary
Poppins?
Why are you
Mary
calling
Poppins?
Him dirty? He was doing his job, and it's a dirty job.
Yeah, it's a dirty job. He got dirty. He's a dirty chimney man.
He's fucking Mike Rowe before his time.
So dirty chimney man, he comes down, and he's trying to woo Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah, Dick Van Dyke's English accent in that movie is so bad.
100%, I agree.
And then he was friends with the cartoon penguins. Were they cleaning chimneys too? What was their angle?
I don't know. It seems like they were kind of freeloading. They didn't really do shit.
They find like chimney sweeps can find like dead raccoons and squirrels in chimneys. He found just a shitload of penguins.
But how did
Why
they get
the
up
penguins
there?
Penguins go into chimneys. They like to be cold, not hot.
They wanted to be by Mary. They did.
Travis, I'll tell you what. I'm going to make a bold statement right now. That movie is stupid. A stupid movie.
Man, I got to say, I'm going through this list of Disney movies.
Yeah, now that we're dissecting it, I'm with you. It does not make a lot of sense.
Okay, so you make a... We got to think of more Disney Plus shows because they got all this money and they got to keep making stuff. We're going to make a show with like the brooms that carry the buckets of water.
we obviously have to make a limited series out of all the furniture and Beast's house.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh yeah, a furniture show where like the clock and the candelabra, like
Mr. Cogs and Lumiere, right?
Wow, that's good, Shannon. That's good.
Or stuff. Cogs. I think it was Cogsworth and Lumiere.
Yeah. They just, you know, they
have their own thing where they're just fucking vibing and they're like, God, thank God we're out of this abusive, weird relationship between the Beast and Beauty.
Okay, so are they humans now? They're not things anymore?
No, I still want them to be furniture.
Yeah, they gotta be furniture. Better.
Yeah, I still want them to be furniture.
Maybe they realized that they preferred being the furniture.
Oh. I feel like it'd be one of those HGTV shows. Like maybe they go around trying to evaluate, like Flip It or List It or whatever kind of shit. Maybe they do that.
There should be a love triangle of sorts. I believe.
Disney killed it in 92, bro.
I do like your working title, though, Mike. I don't know if that's what you actually titled it or if you were just spitballing, but Preferred to Be Furniture is an amazing title for that show.
Preferred to be. That is good.
Preferred to be furniture. I know that you probably didn't mean that, but I was like, that's brilliant. Preferred to be furniture with Cogsworth and Lumiere.
Chip is fuck like it. 40 Chip now, but like he still lives at home. Doesn't give a fuck. He's like, I'm just a cup. Who gives a
Chip
shit?
Chip looks like Macaulay Culkin in real life right now.
Yeah. I'm
where
like,
he still has like boyish charm, but looks like he's been beat to fucking ate all the drugs.
I'm the only talking cup in the world. Where am I going to go? You know?
Go fuck yourselves.
Right. Travis, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, I think. When we come back, we'll talk about something else. I don't know.
The Icelandic team from Mighty Ducks 3.
Oh, make a show about them? How they were actually the good guys?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
And the Mighty Ducks were a bunch of pricks?
Yeah, exactly.
That's genius.
And like they're in their 40s now. And like they all go back to play beer league hockey. And
yep.
Like
roller hockey.
Guys,
yep.
Yeah. I want to be in a boardroom with you guys with a whiteboard where we're just like, yeah, fuck it. Send it. We're in the think tank now, baby. We're making millions of dollars.
Yeah. Hey, you remember that thing that we liked when we were kids? Well, make it now, but make it like kind of depressing.
We could definitely come up with our own channel, Disney Plus Plus.
Right, right. Uncle Disney Scar. He was actually the good guy. Fuck you. Your whole
Disney
childhood was a lie.
Negative.
Dubfod goes hard.
When I married Ted, we got back from our honeymoon, and he went off to the store and came home by himself. And I was completely shocked to see that he arrived back at our apartment with literally 100 cans of Campbell's Chunky Soup.
On your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
If you enjoyed Tony X's tweets during the Stanley Cup playoffs,
this is the first time I've ever watched hockey, and this bleep has been lit for these first 45 seconds.
Or Leslie Jones' coverage of the 2016 Olympics.
Man, look at that shit, man. Look how fast they're going, man. That's crazy as hell.
Then you'll love the new hit show from Spike. Black people reacting to stuff.
Hey, yo, son, this Gavin DeGraw shit is dope. Get that motherfucking Jag shit. What up with that pumpkin spice latte?
That's right. If there's a thing you don't expect black people to enjoy, they may just surprise you. Black people reacting to stuff. Coming soon from Spike.
As numerous as the stars in the sky. Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
You make me
fun fact, Ben Stiller was actually the good guy in Dodgeball.
What?
Ben Stiller was actually the good guy in Dodgeball.
Now that one's really good. Drunk, I bought a 12-pack of truly hard iced tea.
Okay. Oh, why didn't you get the mics?
No, I got truly. I don't know. I've been drinking them.
Mike slams people in the face.
I've been drinking them at a pretty steady pace, drunk.
Yeah.
But this is my first time having one of the peach ones. I think the peach one might be my favorite.
Peach tea?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is it seltzery?
It's quite tasty. Do you want to... Here.
I'll have a little sample, yeah.
Yeah, try it. Try that, Drew. Try it.
I can just see you, like, feeding him like a baby bird. Like, let me spit a little in your mouth.
You try it.
Well, that's actually pretty good.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a diet aftertaste, but that's okay.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis.
Yep.
Did I send you? Oh, by the way, fucking like. Oh.
Yes.
Did you get some heartburn there?
Do you need a do-over?
Yeah, no, that was weird.
Are you having a stroke?
I think I might be having a stroke.
You got so excited and then you just like came down hard.
Travis, did I send you the story about the place in Flagstaff, Arizona, where you can go to the camp,
yeah,
and have Jason chase you around?
Yeah.
The Crystal Lake fantasy camp.
Like you and some buddy. It's like an escape room. But like they got a big old guy
fun fact.
Dressed up as Jason that'll come murder
you. That was supposed to be
my name. What?
Crystal Lake?
Crystal Lake was going to be my name, and then my dad's best friend said, no, don't name your daughter Crystal Lake. That's where all those kids got killed in that Jason movie that came out.
That would have
my mom was pregnant with me.
Your mom and dad were oblivious to Friday the 13th, and they had a buddy that was like, yeah, you might want to watch this movie first.
Yeah, so the options with my name, and then they went with the third option, which is Shannon, clearly, but it was going to be Crystal Lake, and then no, kids got murdered there. Echo Lake, and then my dad said, no, everyone's going to beat her up because they'll be like, echo, echo, echo. And I wish my name would have been Echo Lake because I think that sounds badass.
Like the
dolphin. So then they went with Shannon. They went with something super safe.
Shannon, my mom wanted to name me Gunner.
Gunner? Yeah. I know. But that is your real name.
I would have been cool as fuck.
To this
that is your real name.
To this day, 37 years later, my grandma still calls me Jake.
Jake?
Still calls me Jake.
Jake?
Jake's pretty good.
Travis, did you have any other names? Like,
no.
If you were going to be a girl, no, you're just Travis. Is that like a
Travis.
Family name?
No, it was just Travis. That's who I was always.
You know what, Shannon, though?
You were just born.
If you look at Travis's face, and first of all, it's weird to imagine like a baby named Travis, doesn't it?
It's like Craig. I don't think any babies are named Craig. Right, I think they come out of the womb at 30 years old.
But like if you look at Travis's face, if you look dead into his fucking soul, doesn't he look exactly like a Travis?
He does. Yeah.
Like, Travis just looks exactly like what you would think Travis would look like.
That's why if there was ever... Travis is a fairly unique name, always has been through my life. I mean, obviously there's other Travises, but it wasn't like the case where as I was growing up in, you know, in grade school or high school or anything where there was a bunch of them, there might have been one or two. But I am such a Travis that if there was another Travis in any of my classes, those people were automatically called by their last name.
Oh, so you were the Alpha Travis? That's a bad bitch move.
See, I believe that Travis is Alpha Travis. I don't believe anyone has ever been more Travis than Travis.
No one can out Travis. Travis.
Travis, did you have a rat tail?
No, man.
Never had one of those?
That'd be fucking sick. You should grow one now.
I'm gonna grow one now. And I'm gonna grow one now and name it Travis.
Okay, all now Shannon, Travis. So you go to Flagstaff, Arizona.
I can see Travis Rat Tail watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You're
eating sugary cereal.
I had an IROC Daytona.
Camp Crystal Lake.
I think I might be more Travis than Travis.
You pay the $25 and they say, okay, Jason's gonna murder you.
I'm kicking Jason in the balls.
When he comes, run, right?
Right.
But like when Jason catches you, you're going to punch Jason.
I smoke too many cigarettes to run from some guy like that. It's fight or flight. I'm fighting.
But when you get caught, because apparently, even though these creepy dudes in movies walk very slowly trying to kill you, and you run, you always trip over something and they catch up to you.
Right.
So if playing by the rules of scary movies, then yes, when he does catch up to me, which he will, because that's just how it works.
Or like he jumps up from behind a log with his machete.
A machete.
You're going to you're going to kick him in his kneecaps so that he can't hack you.
Mike, it's actually pronounced machete.
I apologize.
I'm just joking.
I mean, like, you sign a waiver. I'm sure you have to. I'm sure when you walk in the door, they make you sign something that says you're not going to punch Jason. But, like, by reflexes.
I just called it Danny Trejo.
If a man, machete don't text. When a man jumps out at you and says, oogie boogie, I'm Jason, I got this machete.
Today's not the day, sir. I'm not going down with
Mike and Travis.
I would imagine that you would think that most of the time it would probably be put your arms close to your chest and kind of like veer away from them, because there's way too many haunts across the United States, especially where I would imagine that probably 10% of like haunt actors probably get popped one. But I mean, I would imagine if you're going into this specifically for Jason to come after you, I would say it's probably pretty minimal the amount of times that somebody takes a swing at Jason.
So what do you just say? You got me.
Got me, Jason. But I think this is the awful plot. I would probably do this thing in Arizona because I dig it. But this is like the awful plot of a bunch of B-grade horror flicks where people think they're going to this thing to get scared by this movie villain or whatever, and then all of a sudden some hillbilly takes over the whole park, and then it's really hillbillies trying to kill you and you don't realize it.
Travis, we should make that movie.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Yeah, we should make that movie, Travis. Or is that a real movie that already exists?
There are variations of that plot.
Oh, it's called Peppered. She's All That. Damn it. Oh, wait. That's
no,
not
it's called She's All Hacked.
Over on St. Louis Road, do you remember when those guys used to do that haunted house drunk that you used to drive by and they'd come shake your car and like if you were in a minivan, they'd open the minivan doors?
I don't remember that.
Those guys were great, but I imagine they probably got sued or told to stop. But you'd go over to the, and they did it like all October long. They had like this real elaborate haunted house in their home. Like they made it like a garage thing. And those sons of bitches would chase you. And one time one of them chased me, and I knew goddamn well it was just some guy having fun because it was the spookiest of months.
Right.
But I still ran from the motherfucker until I couldn't run anymore. And then I told him I have asthma, which was a lie. I don't have asthma.
Right.
Please stop chasing me. I have lung disease.
Yeah. And then like he gave me a fist bump and went back to scare somebody else. I mean, like, I imagine, like, if he kept it up, I probably would have had to swing on him.
So, Travis, would you do this Jason thing on mushrooms?
No.
Oh, that sounds terrifying.
That's ridiculous, dude.
In the chat, Lisa says she's going. She's going to go to the Jason camp.
Yeah.
I
feel like if I was going to, the alcohol would be, like, the only thing you could be on in something like that. It would be too freaky.
I don't know. I think if you did some, like, edibles, if you ate a little bit of weed, then you wouldn't be as stressed. Like, no, like, say you have some indica instead of sativa. and you're then you're just gonna laugh about it.
Indica, you wouldn't even get up to run.
Just do it, man.
Drunk would tell me.
Shannon,
drunk would tell me. I'm bad at weed.
Shannon, all over this hellscape of a state we live in. There's these places popping up, these CBD places, and now they have this thing called Delta 8, which is legal, but it has THC in it.
So it's a CBD oil with trace amounts of THC. Is that what I'm understanding?
It seems like they found a loophole, Shannon, and it's probably not even real. But
Well, I think the CBD stuff is kind of a scam in itself because they're like, oh, your brain hurts. Oh, you're anxious. Put some weed on it. Now they're putting CBD oil in tampons. Did you know that?
I take CBD every day and it changed my life.
CBD tampons?
Yes.
Does it just CBD numb oil things up down there?
Now.
What does it do?
That's supposed to help you not be so much of a cranky bitch and have cramps as much.
Like you it relaxes get a, your vagina.
Oh,
yeah, but it's CBD oil. Like, I can understand if you were taking something like THC to make you less of a fucking bitch, like when you're on your period. But like CBD oil, like being absorbed through your vagina, like I could see maybe it helps with cramps or something. No, but that's not going to make
anxious,
me.
If you have an anxious vagina, it helps. Calm it down.
Do I have it? How do I have
it? So, Travis, this Delta 8 stuff with the THC in it that's legal. It says it on the package. It's legal. I got gummy bears with this Delta 8 stuff. And
where'd you get this at? Mr. Nice Guy?
No, it wasn't Mr. It was a CBD Kratom, I think is the name of the place. And I ate half of a gummy bear, and I fucking lost my mind. Like, I had a full night of just like going completely fucking nuts.
Did you end up in a dry bathtub?
No, my wife had to like care for me all evening because I was acting like a fucking lunatic. Saw two realities, Travis. One in which
you had an out of body experience.
I was acting out and doing evil things, and one where I was just sitting on the couch petting my dog.
And, which one was better?
Well, no. See, in one, I was attacking my dog, and in the other, I was just sitting there petting my dog. And it turns out, I was just sitting there petting my dog.
That doesn't sound like any THC that I've ever experienced.
No, I was kind of wondering myself. I was like, that sounds like you might have been having an experience that was not strictly marijuana related.
Bath salts? Is that like bath salts in there with the CBD?
It was a very strange experience.
They call him Florida Man, and he doesn't even live in Florida.
Charles, do you know those sleeve things back in the day that were liquid and they had like little plastic goldfish in them and like you know they just kept going and going and going.
Squeeze them from end to end.
Yeah, and like there was a middle.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
That's what my head felt like, Travis.
I always called those hand job trainers.
My head felt like that.
Your head felt like a hand job trainer?
Yeah, yeah. And I cried like four times.
Oh, no.
Was it cathartic?
No, it was terrifying.
Did you feel better the next? Did you feel good the next day though that you had all of that range of emotions go through you that evening?
No, yeah, I like didn't
you
feel
got
good
so
the
high
next day.
That every repressed emotion in your soul left your body, and because, the next day, then it was like a purge.
Yeah, I got no sleep, and then had to go to work, and so I felt like dog shit because I was up all night freaking the fuck out, and this was half of a gummy bear.
Can I ask you one really quick and very important question?
Yeah.
Why are you experimenting with random things from the CBD junction box store on a work night?
I thought, you know, like we have the vape thing and we have that and we do that sometimes and that's fine. You know, and I so I thought this would be fine too, and it was not fine, Travis.
Have you never made pop butter before? Like it hits you way different if you eat it.
No, I've
yeah. Edibles are different than the weed vape pen where you can take little baby hits and control how high you get.
It turned me off to the whole thing, Travis. I've just been like, no, I don't like this. This is bad. I don't like having the fish sleeve head. I don't like it. And I don't want to do it.
Sleeve head.
So it's not necessarily a gateway drug for you. It's more like you're just going to hop over it and go directly to cocaine.
No. Ooh. It was the opposite of a gateway, Travis. It was like a cautionary tale.
And by the way, marijuana is not the gateway drug to cocaine.
It says no, drugs are bad. It's
alcohol,
the gatekeeper drug.
Drug to kill Just so let's throw that.
What's that drunk? What was that drunk?
I said marijuana is not the gateway drug to cocaine. Alcohol is the gateway drug to cocaine.
Yeah, alcohol is the gateway to everything. And then cocaine is the happy end.
Yeah, fucking 6 hours later.
According to whom? Oh my
word. You just can't. Person can't afford it.
So, what I was getting at, Travis, is don't eat any of these weird gummy bears.
Delta 88s.
Well, I was just doing a little skimming about it. It just seems like it's one of the four main cannabinoids and. THC.
Cannabinoids?
Whatever.
That sounds like a really low budget science fiction movie.
So
cannabinoids.
So did I have the reaction you're supposed to have?
No, probably not.
Am I just supposed to like?
You're probably freaking out before you took them. Giggling? Probably what happened.
No, it was weird, Travis, because it was like an hour later, and I had forgotten about it. And I think
what I was reading said it helps with hunger and anti-nausea, so it's mostly probably for like cancer patients.
Laura was like singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to the dog or something, and she hypnotized me, Travis, because like I felt nothing, and then she started singing Twinkle Twinkle the Little Star to the dog, and
boom,
like
we're on a ride.
I had the fish sleeve head.
So what is the fish
like
leaf head?
And I felt like
I don't get the fish leaf head.
I became like really short.
It's like the scene in Willy Wonka where he starts to sing that creepy song on the boat, and then all of a sudden they go through that tunnel, and then you're fucked.
Come with me, and you'll be.
Yeah, that one.
In a world of pure imagination.
See, in a world of pure imagination.
Whenever I start getting that feeling, like whatever you're getting last night, I just hop into bed and sleep it off.
I really do feel it's all state of mind, mostly for the fact the first time I ever did mushrooms, it was me and my best friend in high school. It was us and these two guys that we always hung out with down in my buddy's basement. We shoot darts, play pool, all that stuff, do some drinking, smoke weed. Well, the first time we ever did mushrooms, we did these mushrooms, and I had a great weird time,
dude. Mushrooms are
and my
great.
Buddy who was more into like he was like excited for it, and he had a bad time where he ended up standing in the shower with the curtain pulled because he was having a breakdown. Like somebody had to be with him the entire time.
I never had a bad trip like that.
Obviously, that guy ain't no Travis.
Dude.
No. I just felt like my face was gone, and also I almost had a heart attack when I couldn't find my lighter to light a cigarette.
I saw the earth rotate on its axis.
The best part was when crazy. I first saw trails. Like, the guys were shooting darts, and I saw the trails from the darts. I'm like,
I did get a little bit of that on opium. Some of the tracers. That should taste like a bottle of Downy.
Not so bad if you sprinkle it on weed.
Yeah, you don't want to do that shit straight.
That's Shannon, you ever had a fish sleeve head?
What is fish sleeve head? I don't understand.
The fish sleeves. Drunk, my head felt like that.
I don't know.
Just
I
like
don't
his
what
like
fish
water
sleeve head
log
is.
That just keeps traveling, right? Like just keeps moving.
Yeah,
and yeah, I get it. I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
we're simpatico.
No, I don't believe I have. My experience with letting the drugging commence is very no.
Mostly just roofies?
No, yes, actually, to be honest. That's fair. I have been roofied twice, but.
Jesus.
By request, right?
No, now I've built up a tolerance. I'll sniff that shit.
You wear a little, somebody offers to buy you a drink and you pull out a card that says, I am willing to be roofied.
No, I leave my drink on the counter for 24 hours until hotter chicks sit next to it trying to order a drink.
Travis,
and then somebody tries to roofie them, and then I drink that home. Shit.
Travis, I have a great idea for this fun novelty
Fuck
bar.
You, bitches, you spent that roofie on that hot chick that was trying to order a beer next
she
to me.
She is going to be lucid all night long.
Instead of going to Jason camp, Travis, yep. we'll go to a bar where, like, you just get roofied. Like, that just comes with the drink. Like...
No, just sit next to a chick that is 10 times hotter than you, and you can get roofied for free.
Right.
And I'm trying to tell you guys the way.
Then a member of our staff will come, and they'll pick you up, and they'll, like, take you to a horrifying situation that you can wake up to and not know what happened, and it'll be fun, right?
This is a new spooky, scary haunted house where you get roofied and then you wake up and then your butt hurts.
Right. Like you'll either wake up in like a, hey, did I murder someone room? Or like, hey, did I sleep with this creepy guy room?
Or where one is where it's a room where your mom's just looking at you really disappointed and you're like, I don't know what the fuck I did.
Hey, why is there a grizzly bear in the bathroom? You know, like there'll be a variety of rooms, and we'll change them periodically.
Well, yeah,
like, you know, if you keep coming back,
you
and
you have all of the actors dressed up like uniformed policemen where their guns are drawn. So as soon as you wake up, you just see a bunch of cops with their guns pointed at you.
But you have to sign a waiver in advance, Travis, that you won't shoot back at the cops.
You cannot kick or shoot the cops.
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Drugs, do all of them. Move to Oregon, you can do it legally. Drugs.
That's your pick of the week? Drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs?
Shoot them in your penis hole.
Yeah, drugs. Do them all.
So this conversation, Drunk, time. What you've gotten from this is, man, I should do more drugs.
Yeah.
Travis, pick of the week? Travis?
Yeah, actually, my pick of the week was a surprising one. It is called Triple Nine, a motion picture on Netflix. I had thrown this thing into my list months and months ago because it seemed like just like a regular kind of heist flick. And I was like, I like those once in a while.
It's called Triple Nine?
Triple Nine.
What is this on? I've never heard of this.
It's on Netflix. It's Triple Nine. Like, if you sit there for a minute, like, the picture that pops up is like a dude in like tactical gear with a machine gun pointing a gun while he's standing on a car. And I was like, oh, that's kind of, I like those once in a while, right?
It's like generic action movie cover.
Yeah. So this is what I thought. And I knew that because in the description it says, you know, Casey Affleck is in it and somebody else is in it. I was like, oh, whatever.
Wait, Casey Affleck?
This weekend, I decided, I believe on Sunday, to flip this thing on. And as the credits roll, I am blown away by the cast and that I have never heard of this movie except seeing it on my Netflix list. Like, Anthony Mackie's in this thing, Aaron Paul, Woody Harrelson, Gal Gadot, Casey Affleck, obviously.
Is Aaron Paul the younger one or the older one, Travis?
Aaron Paul is Pinkman, Jesse Pinkman.
Jesse Pink, yep.
Oh,
yep.
So he doesn't box.
No.
No, he's no boxing there. So all these people are in there, and there's a couple of more.
Travis, this movie came out in 2016.
Yeah.
This is an old movie.
Never heard of it. Watched it this weekend. It's fucking bomb. It's great. It's about a bunch of dirty cops that have to pull jobs for the Russian mob. They get tied up with these good cops. It's a heist movie slash double cross slash street movie.
Oh, my God. Drunk. This has like... Everyone, this has Everybody's Woody Harrelson in it, Kate Winslet,
did you not,
Gal Gadot.
Were you not listening to the man?
It has fucking Omar in it.
He said
Drunk.
All of those names.
No, he Everybody's didn't.
In it. Yes, Everybody's he did.
In. Why have it I never heard of this movie?
That's what I said. Why wouldn't I have known this movie existed? Because it's fucking awesome, and all those people are in it.
And it's Watch good, them. Too?
It's good. It's good. Like a two-hour flick. It's intriguing. There's, like, twists. This movie is great. It's great action, cool heist shit. It is, my pick of the week is Triple Nine on Netflix.
Well, we're talking about old shit. Have you seen that letter, Kenny?
No.
That shit is funny.
People have recommended that a bunch of times. They say, hey, it's got hockey in it. You like it hockey? It
doesn't really have hockey. It's more, not really.
Well, that's how they tried to sell me on it. I don't know why people were so invested in me watching Letterkenny.
Is that a spinoff of the Trailer Park Boys?
No, but it's very Canadian humor.
Let's
like
not
that.
Talk ceramics.
Drunk, I'll tell you, I think my pick of the week is Travis's picks of the week. Because I feel
every
like,
time you have one, you watch it, and then you're like, man.
What happens is when I have a pick of the week, Travis ignores my picks of the week.
I'll get around to him eventually.
Yeah, and then like 3 months later, Travis is like, you know what? Ted Lasso is great. I was like, yeah, I told you it was great
3 months ago.
But like usually when Travis has a pick of the week, like in the next couple of days, I check it out. I do. And so I'm going to tell you guys, my pick of the week is Travis's picks of the week.
So what you're saying is you value Travis's opinion more than Travis values your
Apparently,
opinion.
Apparently, yeah. And I have
to be
great
completely
picks.
Honest, when you guys do picks of the week, I'm pretty much tuned right out.
Well, you did do one of mine, so I guess I'm grateful for that.
Shannon. Guys, by the way, not safe for water coolers. It's on Strange Label sometimes, and you should check it out when it is. I don't know what night it's on.
Our schedule is not regular.
It's not every week.
They have a Shots Miss episode every year.
And honestly, most times they don't even post it on social media when they're doing the show live. Check it out on the podcast when it comes out, which... is not on
give
a set
us a
day.
One-star review on iTunes.
Yeah, it's not
safe for water coolers.
Every week, it's not on the same time. Sometimes they'll put out like three episodes out in a week, a couple days apart, just to catch up.
Yeah.
And actually, Shannon, I haven't listened. See, you did that this week. You guys put out two back-to-back. But the one with all three of you was really funny. It was a good episode. The one with just you and Jim, haven't listened to that one yet, so I can't tell anybody if that one's good yet. But
I thought it was pretty good.
Can you share with people your baby voice? Because I was impressed with
everyone
your baby
hates
voice.
That.
Just give people a little taste of it.
My baby voice is my voice. I sound like a 12-year-old with a cold. But then I have the other baby voice.
That's why you're so popular on
1000.
She's not going to do it by request.
Is it like a porn star voice or something?
No.
It's just because of Valley Diddle.
That's pretty good.
Well,
that's really like Bobby's World.
Oh, Bobby, and then, don't you know.
My favorite one that I always do is my chain-smoking tennis player, which also sounds like the lady that does the paperwork in Monsters, Inc., Mike Wazowski, you forgot to fill out your paperwork.
Oh, I like doing that one, too.
I love doing that one.
You sound like Marge Simpson's sister.
But I do have a pick of the week. Because as you guys know, well, at least Mike knows. I don't know if you, Travis and Drunk know. I am an edgelord gamer.
You're pregnant?
So my pick of the week is Valheim. It was released a couple of weeks ago. It is like Minecraft on steroids, and I've watched other streamers play it, and it is fucking dope.
Valheim?
And I'm really excited. Valheim, yes.
It sounds Castlevania.
You watch other streamers play it, but you haven't actually played it yet? Is that what you're saying?
I have it, and I don't have a PC that can handle it. My PC is going to be showing up on March 8th. That is custom built, and then also
did you do an OnlyFans to pay for that?
No, I did not. But what?
But you have one.
There's lots of people doing
that. No, I
don't
have an OnlyFans. No, I don't.
You want to promote your OnlyFans for us?
Sex work is work. Okay.
Pick of the week: Shannon's OnlyFans.
Shannon's OnlyFans. Follow me at Shannon OneLiner. Put the number one in there. ONE in some of them. Because I kind of fucked up when developing my self-branding. But you can find me on Twitch streams, and you can follow me on there. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me anywhere.
Camp Is it Soda. Safe to say you're not on Twitter very often?
No, I'm on Twitter. I just shouted out the show before we started.
Hmm.
She did Travis. She's not that? Lying.
I'm not on Twitter. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, sweet. Then why are you?
Lisa's going to hook us up with her. Is it safe to?
Well, I gave it a break before I started streaming with other streamers. Well, I don't stream, but I play with other active streamers and stuff. So then I'm trying to promote their channels and everything. So I'm back. But it was boring on Twitter for a long time. There was nothing to do. We weren't in any podcast beef. We weren't having any fights. We weren't cross promoting each other's stuff. So there was nothing to do for a bit.
Just a lot of anger. A lot of anger.
Travis.
No anger.
I've been biting my tongue because I forgot about it, but we were talking about how we wanted to talk about the that hotel documentary. So I think I need to give everybody homework. Guys.
Yeah, give it. Yeah, we'll talk about it next week.
Next week, we're talking about that hotel documentary on Netflix.
Cecil Hotel.
So if you haven't watched, Shannon, did you watch the hotel documentary on Netflix?
Is that the one with the chick where they found her in the water tower or whatever?
The vanishing at the hotel.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
Yeah, watch it this week because we're talking about it next week. So all I'm right. giving you homework.
Okay. I guess I won't be here. Right, wait, aren't you not here next week?
Why wouldn't you watch it?
Just watch it, Drunk. It's four episodes. You can handle it.
It's four episodes. You can handle that.
Or don't watch it and just be lost. You know, whatever. So
are we off next week, though?
I don't think so.
Next, the week after, I think.
Oh, okay.
And we're not off. I'm just not going to be here. You guys can do a show if you want.
Nah.
Yeah. Nah. Your show, bro.
Shannon, thank you for hanging out with us at Closing Out Podcast Month. It was a good time.
Thanks,
Shannon. Woo! Watch Shannon play the pirate game on Twitch. What's that guy's name that you do the Twitch with, Shannon?
At Lazy Buzzard, but I will be starting my own live Twitch.
Well,
yeah. Starting April 1st, so...
April Fool's Day.
She's got a premiere date, Travis. This is serious. Yes. Guys!
Yeah.
Thanks,
guys.
We'll do it again next week. Bye.
It's chicken. I like fried chicken.
Not to brag, and no commentary on the quality of them, but I did write and produce two new bits this week.
Nice.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember when every other week I would be like, hey, I got this to read for you. I haven't stayed and read something.
Yeah.
We just, we used to be bit machines. And now...
No, we took last year off.
We took 2020, year of bits.
Last year should have been like the year we should have done stuff.
We didn't do shit.
I believe we declared 2020 the year of bits and did bits.
Travis, I think we declared every year the year of bits for like four straight years.
That could be.
I think 2020 was the year of you should be thankful we're even still here. But who knows, Travis? I mean, it's only February. It's not too late to declare.
Don't declare it.
2021, Travis.
Don't declare it. It'll never happen. Never happen.
The year of bits.
Oh,
the
year of bits.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND or tweet us at WFOD Show. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Val. If you would like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back again next week. Thank you and goodbye.
You to know it's over.
Well.